Biscuit in the basket. Back with another episode. First round was a doozy.
It was a crazy one for sure. Fuck.
So let's start in the West. Vegas for Chicago. Vegas coming in as number one seed. They took it all. You think they deserved it?
No, yes. I don't.
Yeah. You don't think they deserve it?
Maybe a little bit biased, but, you know, I really want Chicago to win after they beat Edmonton. You know, I love Patty Kane, you know, kind of one of my personal
Patty Kane's a racist. He's a rapist.
Yeah, but he was one of my favorite players growing up. He's a rapist. So I always loved him. But
you like rapists?
At this point in the team, go.
You love rapists?
No.
You love rapists?
He meant raper.
Yes, he did. She said no. Oh, yeah. Vegas took in five as they deserved. Scott, what are your thoughts on that series?
I think it was a great series, and Blackhawks never had a chance.
Yeah, they did not. All right, moving down. We got Nathan MacKinnon and the Avalanche taking on the Coyotes. Avs won that in five games as well. Avs are clearly the better team. What are your thoughts on the series, Clip?
You know, I think, honestly, the Avs going pretty far in the stand. You know, they're looking as a bright young team, so I got them going pretty far.
Scott?
Yeah, I'm hoping they'll go really far, but, I mean, against the Stars, it might be kind of tough. The next one. But
as we speak, Stars are up 2-0. Wait, did they win the other one game, too?
Yeah.
They're up 2-0 after winning game two just minutes ago.
Not looking too bright for them.
I don't really like the Stars, you know.
All right, we're going down to Dallas.
Speaking of the Stars.
Yeah, speaking of the Stars.
Speaking of the Stars, Dallas and Calgary. Matthew Tkachuk was out in the final minutes.
Disappointing.
Big piece for Calgary, but he was not there on the ice. So, what was your thoughts on the series, Clip?
Well, you know, I think the Flames will be back. And, you know, I think, you know, they get a few more young guns out of this draft, you know. Trade maybe during the offseason. Oh, fuck.
What?
It's a fucking beagle.
Ah! Where?
But, dude, it's on your roof.
What is it?
Fucking big ass beetle.
Oh, who cares?
You know, I think the Flames will make it back into the playoffs, you know, maybe in like 2 years once they pick up some young talent. And I'm excited to see them come back.
Do you think they'll make a goaltending change?
You know,
no.
They may get a new backup. I'm not sure about that, but their goaltender, he's honestly been pretty solid. He's just facing hard teams, you know. After Corey, it was pretty hard, so we'll see.
All right. The defending cup champs versus Vancouver in a very big upset. Thoughts on your series?
I was really hoping for the Blues to win, and then Canucks had a 2-0 lead in the series, and then the Blues are playing amazing, tying up a 2-2, and then after they just had a fallout and just couldn't get their passing together. So many turnovers, and they just were not able to do it this time.
Clip?
You know, a bunch of fucking whores. I had no chance of the Blues making it through that round. Canucks are just playing too well right now. So, you know, they're hometown team, but, you know, you can't really win every year. And they're once in a blue moon team, as it shows, as they are the Blues. So, yeah.
How do you guys feel about them making that goalie change from Binnington to Allen?
Allen should have started game six.
Bennington
did not have it. I would not say that, but out of the bubble, he did not have it. 800 save percentage.
Drinking too many fucking beers during court.
I think, actually, he plays better drunk. Dude, he's a sender.
As pure, so does Ovi, yes.
I mean, he did play in the AHL for, like, what, 10 years?
Definitely worked his way up. Well, maybe not worked his way up, but fuck it.
All right, on our way to the East, got number one seed versus Carey Price and the Canadiens. Philly took that in six, as expected. Montreal played better than a lot of people expected, but Philly still took it. Thoughts on series, Clip?
You know, it's really sad. You know, you gotta love Carey Price as goaltender he is. He loves to get physical sometimes, you know. You've seen him throw down a few fucking times, and you hate to see him go, but, I mean, maybe he'll be back next year. Maybe with the new team. Probably
doubt
not,
it.
But we'll see.
Yeah, Montreal's not making it in the traditional playoffs. Sorry. Thoughts, Scott?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with Matt about Price and Canadians. It was just Price was doing it all, but their team could not just pull through for them. And so that's why the Flyers took it, but it was expected.
It was expected indeed. Now, last year, Columbus swept Tampa, the number one seed. This year, Tampa took it back 1-5, easily. Thoughts on series, Clip?
Tampa's winning the fucking cup. No doubt about it. You know, they're there to stay. Even with Stamkos out, they're there to fucking stay.
Scott?
You know, I was rooting for the Blue Jackets for the bracket, but
my voice was high as fuck on that.
Lightning played an astonishing game, and it was just well played by Lightning, and they deserved the win. I think they'll go pretty far in the series.
How do you feel about that, Barry?
I mean, it was. I don't know how anyone saw Columbus winning. Last year was that was a fluke. Yeah. Tampa is easily the better team. Next, we're going to Washington versus the Islanders. Islanders took that in five versus Ovi and the Capitals. Ovi was almost non-existent besides that game four or game five to force the game six. Game four to force game five. Yeah. Thoughts on the series clip?
You know, you love to see Ovi. I mean, you hate to see him do bad, but, you know, the new cover athlete of 21, so, you know.
That was a terrible decision. He's already been the cover. Should have been McKinnon.
McKinnon would have been a great option, but, you know, they put the grade eight, and,
yeah.
He'll
never
beat
Wingrass's
record.
What?
You really don't think he will?
No, he probably will, but I hope not.
You're retarded.
There you go. Scott, you have any thoughts?
I feel like a lot of people are thinking that the Capitals would win, but Islanders are just looking amazing this series, or that series, and this in playoffs are playing a very great game, and I'm pretty sure they go pretty far.
I knew the Islanders would win. I'm just saying.
That's it.
I'm just saying. I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next. Tuukka Rask opts out after, like, game one or two. Yaroslav Halak, the veteran goaltender, takes over and absolutely dominates and beats Carolina in five games. Thoughts on the series clip?
You know, I can't really say I like the Bruins. I really can't.
Okay, who asked?
That's all I gotta say.
Okay, good intake.
I don't like the Bruins either, and I was really hoping for Hurricanes to do their job and take them out, but, you know, Bruins were just on top of that series and unstoppable.
Now, what are your guys' thoughts on predictions? Who you guys got winning?
Starting on the west side?
Winning what?
Going back to the west side.
All right, we're going back to the west side.
Going to the conference championships.
Number one seed versus the Vancouver Canucks.
I have Golden Knights taking it 4-0. Easy win for them.
Clip?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree.
I'm agreeing too. Sweep, easy. Vancouver's so bad. Not even gonna lie. All right, next, we're heading over to Dallas in Colorado.
You know, I mean, the Stars obviously head, but, you know, I love the Avalanche, so I'm gonna have to say they're extending it, they're taking it to seven, and they're winning in seven.
Scott?
Ooh, this is a tough one, but I'm gonna have to say Dallas is gonna take it. They've been looking really good these playoffs, and I think Avalanche might get one win in there, but I think Dallas will stay on top.
Yeah, Dallas has looked very well. I think McKinnon will be a very big asset in this round. I think Colorado with 4-7, but I think Dallas wins that. Over to the East, got number one seed, Philly versus the New York Islanders.
I got the Islanders winning. You know, they have some young guns on that team. So, you know, they're going to play as good as they can, and I think it's enough.
Do you think John Tavares was the problem?
You know, I can't really say that he was or wasn't. I'm just kind of let him be. And, yeah.
I really kind of wanted to answer, but okay. Scott.
I'm going to have to say Islanders will take it 4-2 in the series. Islanders are looking amazing this series, and I was hoping Flyers would take it, but I don't know. Islanders think we'll take it.
Scott, do you think John Tavares was the problem?
Yes.
How so?
His was not helping out the team whatsoever. He was not, like, doing anything
good. It's not like it fucking matters. They're all fucking still bitchy about him leaving.
Do you think he's part of the continued problem in Toronto as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you think he's a terrible hockey player?
Yep.
I have to agree, honestly.
Empty fucking net, you know?
What? Okay, then. In the final matchup, Tampa versus Boston, as we talked about earlier.
Tampa. Fucking easy decision. Tampa's going all the fucking way.
Scott.
I'm going to have to say he's going to go to game seven and Tampa's going to take it.
I have to agree, Tampa. I have Tampa in six. I don't think a lot can hold up. Tampa.
So how do you guys feel about the new NHL 21 coming out? Any thoughts?
Oh, I'm excited. Hopefully there'll be new Be A Pro attributes and more to it.
You know, in the trailer, it almost there was a locker room of all teams, so that should be exciting.
Yo, that a locker room?
That a locker room.
OMG, a locker room. But yeah, Be A Pro does look pretty well. That Michigan goal, if it is as easy as to perform as like the one-hand deke, it can be stupid.
It's going to be like the one-handed glitch goal, you know?
It better be hard to pull off, like super hard.
You know, it better be a 90-fucking-9 overall. That's for damn sure. Also, I liked some of the moves they added in there, some of the dekes, you know? You can chip it up over them. You can chip it onto the boards.
The Kucherov looks stupid, too. I mean, I love that they're adding new stuff, but
I just don't know. I don't know how the Kucherov is going to work against compy goalies. You know, it'll probably work pretty good against human goalies, but compy goalies.
Compies would go sliding so far. They're so stupid. They have brains of mush.
Snoop Dogg.
Hopefully, Snoop Dogg's not back. Worst fucking decision.
We hate Snoop.
EA really sold out for that fucking bitch. No.
Me and my homies hate Snoopy. Anything else to talk about?
What's it called? It seems like they were expecting a new game mode coming in the future. A remake of NHL 94.
They've always had that.
Yeah, but they're making a remake of it, you know. It's supposed to be more fun, you know, more deke, so that should be interesting.
It's 2020. Who wants to play in 94?
You know, Chell is going to be nice. I can't wait to see that, you know, getting an early start off. Beta comes out soon, so I'm coming out this
Friday.
St. Louis Spartans have a new recruitment, new member.
Yep. Blues guy. Anything else?
That's it.
I think that's it.
Thoughts on that new song, White Ass Pussy?
That fucking terrible song, you know. TikTok's fucking loving it, you know. I love seeing it on TikTok.
Yeah. Love it.
Except for that new fucking thing where it's like they stopped doing it mid-dance, you know. It's like, fuck. But you know, other than that, you know, you love to see it. Hate to hear it.
I love me some White Ass Pussy. Alright, that's it. Peace. Be back in a week.